and welcome to the latest edition of On Retail. My name is Jake Knowles. I am a consultant here at BGSS. Over the next 10 minutes or so, we'll hope to bring you the latest insights and the latest news from our experts, and we'll hopefully decide a winner at the end as well. So without further ado, I'll introduce our experts for the day.
So I'm Mal, and I'm a retail consultant.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and I'm a senior retail consultant from BGSS.
Hi, I'm Georgia. I'm an associate retail consultant from BGSS, and I'll be the judge.
A very important role to assign points and to decide who's the winner at the end of today's contest. So just to give you an idea of the format then. So there'll be three rounds. We have two topics for the first two rounds. So hopefully Hannah and Mel will be able to give us two different opinions in just 1 minute, and George will decide who the winner is. And then the final round is any other business round. So lots happening in the retail news at the moment. So we've left it to Hannah and Mel to pick a topic of their choice and convince Georgia that it's the most important and most convincing one for this week for that final point.
It will be hard. Just saying.
Simon Cowell over there.
I'm a really tough judge.
Okay, let's get stuck into the first round then. So we heard a lot last year about the retail apocalypse, and I think many believe that it is overestimated. But the new quote we've seen this year is that retail isn't dead, but mediocre retail is. So over to our experts. What does this mean to you, and what do retailers need to do to not fall into that mediocre category?
So I agree that retail isn't dead, but that it's changing. So I think retailers that can keep up with consumers and their evolving preferences will be able to survive. But I think that most of this fits into customer experience. So online shopping's become really easy and fast, but customers are looking for that surprising and memorable in-store experience. So both Gen Y and Z want to go into stores, not only to interact with the products, but also to be able to get that different experience that online can't offer. And I think that this is the main challenge for retail. And being able to provide this. So if we look at Sweaty Betty, for example, it's driving footfall by creating a community of people that want to both train and also kind of try different classes together. So they offer free in-store classes, for example, yoga. And I think that's a really good example of how Sweaty Betty are providing that customer experience. So to me, I think the main way that retailers can stay relevant and innovative is to really focus on that in-store customer experience. And that's going to be creating a blend of both making it more digital plus converging the two main shopping platforms.
No pressure, Jake. Go. No, all right.
So over to Hannah. Retail mediocre or death of retail? You tell me.
You missed some words out
there. Oh, sorry.
Okay. So firstly, I completely agree with the idea that mediocre retail is dead. And I think we're seeing some really interesting results following Christmas trade. I think we're seeing a real mix from retailers that are having an absolute disaster to some that are posting some really positive results. So when we look at those that have had a really tough year last year, such as House of Fraser or HMV, in my opinion, it's due to really outdated business models, failing to remember who your target customer is, and importantly, not understanding the crucial omnichannel journey. So people use the term omnichannel a lot, but I think this really comes down to understanding the experience your customer expects, offering a joined up experience to them, and having a single view of how that customer behaves and shops throughout your entire business. But that understanding isn't just enough, and I think retailers really need to think about where they're going over the next few years and how they're going to deliver this omnichannel proposition and the incremental steps they're going to take to get there. So we need to stop seeing retailers implement tech for tech's sake or make snap judgments that don't underpin their wider strategy and ambitions. And for me, Neiman Marcus is a really good example of a company that offers an omnichannel journey with personalised online experience that's relevant to a customer's location and integrating technology really naturally into their store, which then comes back to enhance the online experience for their customer. And I'm dramatically out of time.
Cool.
Okay.
So that's the end of round one. Over to our head judge, Georgia.
It's a really tough choice, but I think Mel will win this round.
Hooray!
Yeah.
1-0.
Really good job, Penn, anyway. Really. I'm sure the next one will be better.
No pressure.
Words of encouragement there. So, into round two then. So, we've talked a little bit about omnichannel and experience then. So, let's get out of those stores and look a bit more on the online shopping. So, delivery and returns, something that really hits the headlines pretty much every single week in all the retail publications, and one of the biggest headaches in the industry, I think. So, over to our experts. What do you think is causing the biggest headaches? Is it delivery or is it returns?
All right, so I'll go first. So I think that it's delivery. So mainly because instant delivery has become a basic need of our society, and that means that it's become a massive headache for retailers because I think that they've got to battle with three main things. So the first one being customer expectations of immediate product arrival through both free and instant delivery. Second one around information of where the product is if they haven't immediately got the product. And then the third one being around the cost of actually providing the first two points. So this also mainly comes with last mile fulfillment, which then enables that kind of quick instant delivery to us needy customers. So it means that retailers are having to innovate and develop new ways to deliver customers' products both as fast as they can and with as little cost as possible. So we're starting to see retailers get really creative with this. For example, Amazon trialling the automated delivery robot Scout. So this is why I think that delivery is a much bigger headache than returns, because mainly with returns, customers might be impatient in terms of wanting their money back quickly. But I think that customers are more likely not to use a company again if they haven't received their order instantly. Slightly run over, but
that's
don't,
all right.
Don't cut out,
we'll let you off.
Don't cut out those last few words.
I'll take that important in consideration when I make my judgment.
Write that down. Okay, Hannah.
Okay,
to you.
So I think there were some really good points there, and I do appreciate that customers really value the delivery times they get. However, I fundamentally believe that returns is a much bigger problem for retailers, purely because retailers can actually change their delivery options or cost to customers and balance their margin a bit there. So I think the huge increase in discount retailing is really hitting retailers, and customers are feeling that they have to buy things in the moment or they're going to lose that deal. And they're absolutely buying items with the intention of returning half of them so they can get the best deal. So I think there are two ways for retailers to really save their bottom line and their businesses. So firstly, I think they need to improve the customer experience. They need to make sure they're helping their customers purchase the right size and the right products, be that through better size recommendations, better description of products, or through use of AI to help guide them through the journey towards that product. And I think ASOS Fit Assistant does a really good job of that. And secondly, I think retailers massively need to improve the management of the products being returned to stop products being stuck in the return cycle and hitting their margin again. I've been cut off.
That's the rules.
Yeah, just 1 minute.
Great points. So. But yeah, I think Hannah makes a good one there, especially if you're ASOS, you just ban people who return loads. So maybe we'll see that a bit more. Exactly. I think George is guilty of that, so she's a bit worried.
Oh, yeah, of course I am. Not saying anything, Jesus. I think this time Hannah is the winner.
Pulled it back.
Really solid good argument. Really good examples, and I'm a big fan of Jesus, so sorry, Mel.
You're just trying not to get blacklisted.
Exactly.
Sucking up.
Very low-key.
Well, would you have it? It is one all going into the final round.
Tense.
Any other business? So, as we mentioned before, there's so much going on in the news. We wanted to give our panellists an extra round to really pick their story that jumped out to them and give us 1 minute of a compelling argument to see who's going to be today's winner. So over to you, Mel.
So my AOB is on whether the next generation is going to know what ACD is for. So obviously HMV have been kept from administration at the last minute for the second time in 6 years, and this time by a Canadian retailer called Sunrise Records. And they plan to continue to trade out of 100 stores, shut down 27, which is including the Oxford Street flagship, which has been open for nearly 100 years. I think that's a big shame. But the main reason for HMV's woes is the fact that there's a rapidly changing physical media market, which, again, is no surprise because younger people prefer to stream music than buy it in physical form, especially CDs. So this means that retailers like HMV, I think, are going to need to reinvent themselves to adapt to this younger generation, or they need to adapt their operating model to better suit the current environment and demand peaks like Christmas time. So, for example, they could set up pop-up stores to escape extortionate rent, or perhaps make their offering a bit more refined and simple and really focus on that customer experience. So maybe just sell vinyls, but then create an in-store experience where people who really like listening to and playing music can enjoy that together.
Nice. I like
really
the sound of that.
Interesting, yeah.
Over to you, Hannah.
Good. So I'm going to look at something a little bit different as we've just come into the new year. And I'm going to look at whether veganism is here to stay or if it's only a January resolution. So I think customer behaviour over the last few years has changed dramatically. January's moved from being a month where we detox to dry January. And now we've taken the next step to all becoming vegans in January. And I think this is representative of a huge shift in customer behaviour. So I think it's really driven by the fact that customers have never had so much access to information on the products they buy, the companies they use, and the impact they have on the environment and their own bodies. And this increased knowledge means that companies really need to look at the transparency and authenticity of their products and the relationships they have with customers. And I think this is going to present a huge challenge to so many retailers across grocery, GM and fashion. And they're going to have to rapidly transform their businesses to address these new trends, to maintain their current customer base, but also to grow market share. But most importantly, they're going to have to find a way to remain competitive compared to aggressive startups that can really offer an authentic product and develop a really strong relationship with their customer.
Right on the on time.
I'm a pro.
Wow, that's impressive.
So there we have it. That's the end of the content.
It's a really tough choice.
It is.
It is really tough. I think it's, I'm going to go with Hannah.
Oh, that was tense for us all.
Oh, wow. I'm tense as well.
From 1-0 down to 2-1 up. It's the stuff of dreams.
Congratulations, Hannah. You're our winner for this episode.
Thank you very
much. Next time, Mel, I'm sure you'll do
better.
I'm
not bitter at all.
No pressure.
So there we have it. Hannah is victorious in the latest edition of On Retail. I hope you enjoyed listening. There'll be another podcast coming out next month, and just a little plug for our stores report. So Concrete Comparisons, where we rated the latest and greatest in innovative stores in New York, is out now. Visit bgss.com/stores, or if you'd like a physical copy, just let myself, Jake Knowles, know. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you all soon.